Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1216 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Of your high-priced goods as possible and as few of your cheap goods. And therefore, if you know how many of the cheap goods and how many of the better grade of goods you are selling, it serves as a barometer on the class of goods that is being sold. You can see that this job takes quite a little figuring and quite a little judgment. After finishing that work, I went on to the transcription of these orders, to these requisitions, Defendant's Exhibit 25 to 35, and notwithstanding an answer that has been made, I wrote these requisitions myself. That is my handwriting, and you can read every one of them through. Here is one F.W. Woolworth, Defendant's Exhibit 26. I wrote that one, and another one F.W. Woolworth, Defendant's Exhibit 27. I wrote that one, and another one F.W. Woolworth, Defendant's Exhibit 28. Here is one 5- and 10-cent store, Sault Ste. Marie, Defendant's Exhibit 29. Here is one that I wrote, and here is F.W. Woolworth, DeKalb, Illinois, Defendant's Exhibit 30, and Logansport, Indiana, Defendant's Exhibit 31. That is all my handwriting, excepting the amounts that are placed down here under the dates when the shipment of these orders were made, which is in the handwriting of my assistant, Mr. Schiff. This part, the amount, date, numbers, address, salesman, date, April 26th, and the order number, taking the date in lieu of the order number, as I explained previously, that is all my handwriting, everything except that amount there, a 1D the subsequent date, that is in my handwriting, and the work on all of those was done on the morning of April 26th. Miss Hall left my office on her way home at this time, and to the best of my information, there were in the building Arthur White and Harry Denham and Arthur White's wife on the top floor. To the best of my knowledge, it must have been from 10 to 15 minutes after Miss Hall left my office, when this little girl, whom I afterwards found to be Mary Fagan, entered my office and asked for her pay envelope. I asked for her number, and she told me. I went to the cash box and took her envelope out and handed it to her. I went for the cash box and took her envelope out and handed it to her, identifying the envelope by the number. She left my office and apparently had gotten as far as the door from my office leading to the outer office, when she evidently stopped and asked me if the metal had arrived, and I told her no. She continued on her way out, and I heard the sound of her footsteps as she went away. It was a few moments after she asked me this question that I had an impression of a female voice saying something. I don't know which way it came from. Just passed away, and I had that impression. This little girl had evidently worked in the metal department by her question and had been laid off, owing to the fact that some metal that had been ordered had not arrived at the factory, hence her question. I only recognized this little girl from having seen her around the plant and did not know her name, simply identifying her envelope from her having called her number to me.